Well, we are keeping our eyes on earnings, and we certainly saw Apple beating the consensus estimates on both the top and the bottom line, with iPhone sales driving quite a bit of that strength. This comes as concerns about innovation have been mounting. We are now joined by Edward Snyder, founder of Charter Equity Research, joining us from Colorado Springs. Edward, good to have you with us once again on BNN. Let me
Pleasure to
get
be
your
here.
take. Thank you. Let me get your take in terms of what we're seeing so far from Apple. Let's start there.
Apple put up an excellent quarter, surprised everyone on how many phones they sold. People expected it to be off a bit this quarter because that's seasonally how it winds up working. They start clearing the channel out ahead of the next launch, but they actually well outperformed, over 15% higher in unit volumes, and that drove most of the results. They did very well on the top and the bottom lines in the quarter. So it was a surprising upside. And you've seen it in strength of the people who supply them too. So that was a welcome news. The guidance was a little light, but I think that again is probably channel leaning ahead of the launch in June or September of the new model.
But, Ed, talk to us a little bit about why the stock is up 8%. What is really driving that? Is it the capital plan announcements, and/or is it they're trying to find a new investor base and maybe it's more of a value-oriented investor?
Well, that's true. I mean, they up their dividend. They're doing a split. They've beat estimates, and they're only up 8%, which is not bad. But you're right. Everybody who owned Apple is probably going to own it here, and they're looking at probably a different base. And they're not alone. There have been several tech companies now, as they get matures, are throwing off tons of cash as their growth slows, that are moving to a more dividend repatriation model. And for the early ones who did, like Texas Instruments, it's playing out very well. So, I mean, it's difficult for CEOs to get their arms around that because you don't need a real strong CEO to have a model in which you just repatriate a lot of your free cash flow. And so usually it's a cultural change that has to take place in the company. But Apple's sitting on so much capital, they could do it in a heartbeat and not affect the outcome of their operations.
Ed, you've been a tech investor for so many years. Is Apple something that you do buy at these levels? Is it something that has a little bit of a game changer now from your perspective and what we heard yesterday?
Well, I mean, it depends on your approach. If you're looking for growth, it's probably not the best stock to buy right now, primarily because it's all in. Most people know what they're offering. They've got a few new products probably coming up. The new iPhone to be released this year will probably sell very well because they're moving into new channels. But for innovation-wise, and this has been the concern for Apple, you're not seeing a lot of model-to-model innovation from Apple, and you haven't for the last few years. So right now, it's a channel expansion policy that's really good for revenue growth and good for cash flow. If you're a value investor and you're looking to get a little bit ahead of a company that's going to repatriate a lot of capital, Apple probably makes sense because with that kind of a bankroll that they've got now and with slowing growth, eventually they'll come to the decision that they need to repatriate more of the capital, and they're sitting on a lot of it.
Ed, I'd love to get your take in terms of Qualcomm. That stock was down yesterday after they reported their numbers. What do you do with that name now? It's probably one of the most well-loved stocks, I think, from a lot of money managers' perspective.
Yeah, it is. It's widely owned. It's been kind of the darling of semiconductors for a while. They supply a lot of the parts, some of the most critical parts that go into phones that Apple builds and Samsung builds. We're bearish on them, right? Well, let's say we're neutral on them at this point, primarily because they've had such an excellent run. They've gained share. They've gotten just about everything they could get, and we've been predicting for some time that it's probably going to start slowing down, and the stock will start trading off just because without the growth, it's hard to justify this valuation. And you saw that last night when they reported growth was not what people had expected, especially in China with the new 4G standards. And so the stock's off. They also had a fly in the ointment. They got a Wells notice from the SEC for possible violations of the Foreign Protection Act. And that's neither here nor there because it has to go through investigation. But wasn't a lot of good news on the quarter, even though they beat the consensus estimates for the period. And so the stock's probably going to be weak through this period, and then we'll see how it goes in the second half of the year.
Ed, we're watching TriQuint Semiconductor up by about 5% today. What do you think of that name?
It's one of my favorites, actually. TriQuint has done phenomenally well over the last year or so. I think they were trading below $5 a year ago today, and now they've more than tripled since then. Some of that has to do with how poorly they were doing the year before that. Starboard, an activist investor, became a more active participant in the stock. And a lot of changes have occurred since then. They've announced a merger with one of their competitors, RF Micro Devices. But peeling away all the M&A activity and all that, if you look at the core business, these guys are one of only two companies that sell a part that's essential, really, for all these new smartphones, especially as they go into China. And so demand for that product was significant and well above expectations on the quarter, and it looks like it's going to continue through the rest of this year. And so they're in a really good position in that regard. They'll merge with the RF Micro later this year, so it'll become a little bit more opaque. But between here and there, I think things are going to be really good for them.
Ed, we will leave it there. Great to see you. Thank you.
My pleasure to be here.
Thank you. That was Edward Snyder, founder of Charter Equity.